excited about giving you the word this morning. I believe God wants to really do something. And God's been doing some things. I don't know about you, but I sense things in my spirit. The title would be, The Seeds You Sow Are Words. The Seeds You Sow Are Words. And you know, people are very loose with their words. Very loose with their words, by what they say. And we know we need to understand that what we're going to plant. What we're going to plant in our spirit? The words, right? I want you to look in Mark 4, verse 18. We'll start there at 18 and go to 20. And it tells us right here in the word, the seed that fell among the thorns represent others who hear God's word. In verse 19, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life. I'm going to say that again. The message is crowded out by the worries of this life. And it tells us the lure of wealth and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And let's look at verse 20. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. That sounds like some pretty good. And you know, what we get out of this whole, these scriptures we just read, we got to cut some things loose. We got some thorns. And you know, you want to cut it out before it makes a thistle. Anybody ever seen a thistle out in the pasture? I mean, it looks beautiful, don't it? I mean, it comes up and it makes that pretty little flower deal on the top. And the little bees run over there to it and they play with it for a little while. And then, you know, if you ever touch one, them little stickers will get you. But it looks so pretty, but it's deceiving with the words that we say out of our mouth. So we need to get rid of some of the things that we, I'm going to say, because we're planting that seed into our spirit, right? We're saying things and we expected it to grow. And sometimes we plant things that we don't expect to grow, but it grows. Why? Because we said it. So we have to, you know, not fertilize it. Get it out of there real quick. You know, as we notice, only one type of soil brought forth fruit, the soil that received the seed. In other words, it was prepared. It was prepared. It did not have thorns or stones in it. Now, we go, you plant a garden. You plow it up, and then you go back and rake it out. And you're like, we had the big tractors, we'd harrow it. We would just take all that grass and stuff out of it. And, you know, and you go back and you plow it up, and you prepare that ground for the seed you're fixing to plant. And, you know, and you just don't plant it and leave it. Why? Because you've got cocoa grass. Anybody ever heard of cocoa grass? It's kind of around, and it will grow. And, you know, if you don't take care of it, have you ever pulled one out and you see how long the root is? And it's got them big old bulbs like down at the bottom of it. You pull them out, and you know they got, oh, here's another one over here. And, you know, you could just pull it and just break it off at the ground, and guess what? It'll be back tomorrow. So it's things like that that we say in our mouth that we're infecting our spirit with. Why? So we need to get rid of it. And you know, like, you know, you could put Roundup on, you can do that, you whatever, but I can guarantee you within a few weeks or maybe a month or so, it's back. You got to pull that out by the root, and it hurts. Anybody have a root canal? It hurts. Even when it's dead, you know, I mean, I see that big needle coming over and that hurts right there before they even give you the shot. But you understand what I'm saying, that God wants to us to remove those things. He's not going to remove it for you. Because you're the one who's going to have to remove those things out of your out of your speaking and your heart that you're talking about. And you know, we must pull out some thorns and throw out the stones. Huh? Everybody ever do that? That would be a stumbling block. You know, you probably have enough stones in there you could make a stumbling block. You know, you know you more than me. And I know me more than you know me. And that didn't take too long to figure that out. But you understand it, that, you know, we got to keep God's word to take root. God's word take root. Not the things of this world to take root. You know, I don't know about you. I could go hang around with somebody, and before you know it, I've got to ask God to forgive me because, why? I'm starting to think like they were thinking as they were talking and carrying on. You got to be careful who you listen to. You know, you got to be careful, and especially if you watch TV or anything, you got to be very, very careful what you listen to on there. And you know, a lot of people get the gospel from Facebook, and you know, you may say, "Huh," but they do. But you understand what I'm saying, that we got to have God's word, and we can't let God's word leave us. And we got to pull out the roots of things that, you know, things happen in our life. Things happen that want to bring us down, that things that want to harm us. But we have the word of God. You know, Jesus made a statement. I want you to look in Mark 4 and verse 15. Mark 4, 15. And it says, "And these," did I put down Mark 4, 15? Yeah, I sure did. But I got it in a New King James. Let's put it in New King James. Praise the Lord. And it said, "And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan come immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts." And we've said this over and over. The word's going forth. That seed is going forth. You're receiving the seed in you to go. And when you leave out this building, I can tell you right now, Satan comes immediately. He don't come at about after you have your lunch or take your little nap, go into your lay ministry. No, immediately, it says in the word, doesn't it? Immediately, and takes away the word that was sown in your heart. Immediately, soon, and sometimes before you get up out of your chair. You say, "Well, wait a minute. This is church. You don't think the devil comes into church?" He's got some buddies in church. I'm not saying this one. I'm saying devil has friends in churches. How do you know? Well, people invite him in. They invite the world in to the church. And you know, I know you have, go out and you do some work outside and during the real summer months, and you start sweating and carry on, and you walk into a building, everybody knows it. Who is that? They know you've been sweating. Who is that? You know what I'm saying? The same thing, like when we're around this stuff, like I said, when Satan is playing with us, or however you want to say it, because if you're a Christian, you have the authority to tell Satan he's got to go, and he's got to flee, right? But if we open the door, he comes in. A lot of times, that's what it is. Christians open the door to Satan to come in, and what happens? They start smelling like Satan. Hallelujah. What's Satan smell like? He stinks. What stink mean? What's that smell like? It just stinks. You know, I mean, I can't explain to you. That's like me trying to explain to you, you know, what's a kiwi taste like? You know, that little fuzzy thing. What's it taste like? I don't know. It's soft. What's it taste like? I tasted one before, and it's got a taste of it all its own. It don't taste lemony. It don't taste this. It don't taste like that. It don't taste like a ribeye. It don't, you know. It tastes like a kiwi. Whatever a kiwi tastes like, that's what it tastes like. But you know, we have determined that the sower is sowing words, right? You're sowing words. And Jesus said these words are sown in the what? Heart. Now he said these words are sown in the heart. So the soil Jesus is talking about in Mark chapter 4 is the heart of man. Your heart, it's where it's sown. And it's the human spirit. That's where you sow the word of God. Praise the Lord. And we have to understand. Let's look in Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Praise the Lord. He says, so faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. Right? And you're in Hope Campus hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing. That's hearing the good news, the gospel about Christ. We've been talking about Jesus and the word and him speaking to us and through our spirits. Hallelujah. Now look in Romans 10:8. Romans 10:8. He says, in fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. The message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and it's in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. The sower sows the word. You are a sower. And you are sowing seed every day out of your mouth. You are sowing either God's word or the devil's word. Some may do both. But you understand what I'm saying? That you are, every day, you're sowing either God's word or the devil's word. And I can guarantee you, when you hang around with the wrong crowd, you start speaking the devil's word. How do you know that? I've been there. You know, I mean, we went up into Alabama, or way up, went over there, and come back, I was talking just like Alabama people. That you talk just like them when you associate with them. So if you associate with, you associate with chickens, you're going to be a chicken. You associate with an eagle, you're going to fly like an eagle. I don't know about you, but I know where I want to go. But you see what I'm saying? That we have to understand that who you hang around with. Hang around with the chickens. What do? Eat worms. I like what the eagle. But you have to understand that the sower sows the word. And you know, what are you sowing? Good God's word? Are you sowing what? The devil's word. And so we have to be careful. And, you know, like I've said before, a high school principal told me this a long time ago, and he was a coach too. And he said, you know, put your mind in gear before your mouth. But you know, he said, put your mind in gear before your mouth. You ever known people that they don't think about what they say, they just let it out? Yeah, just wow. Where did that come from? Come out of you. Praise the Lord. But according to the law of Genesis, everything produces after its own kind. You've heard that in the scriptures, right? If you speak faith-filled words, now think about it. If you speak faith-filled words, your words will produce what? Faith in your heart. You speak faith-filled words, you're going to speak faith-filled words in your heart. And if you speak fear-filled words, those words will produce more fear. You see what I'm saying? We have a choice. We can speak faith-filled words, or we can speak fear words. And you know, we have to understand that those things that we need to, where do I want to go with this? Where, you know, I want faith-filled words or I want fear? And when you talk about, or say this, everything that's going on, talk about a recession, and you repeat all the bad news that you see on the news, you start seeing all that, you will feed fear into your heart. Because God's word tells us, look up. Look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. right? Look up. We don't, you know, we are governed here on this land because we are residents or citizens of this earth. But our kingdom is in heaven. See, a lot of times we say, well, yeah, I was born in Baton Rouge. I lived in Clinton, and you know, that's, and I moved over this way. No, that's physically what I did. But my kingdom was when I gave my heart to the Lord, my kingdom is in heaven. You know, I don't know what street it is, whatever street God has it, but I imagine it'd be imprinted in that gold street, the address where God wants me. You understand where he wants you. He's got you already. Didn't he say, I'm going to prepare a... Yeah, I'm going to prepare. So that means if he's going to prepare, you know, this doesn't take much. He's coming back. I'm going to prepare, but I'm coming back. So we've got to be ready at all times. Because when he says, I'm going away to prepare a place, he's coming back to bring me to that place. Hallelujah. So we need to understand that we don't want to continuously repeating fear-based words. So we need to, you know, does it come easy? No. Why? Because we're programmed to talk about whatever's going on. We talk about the situations that we're going to settle it. You know, we can solve that problem if they would just listen to me. You ever seen things? You know, I can, you know, if they would just listen to me, this world would be a whole lot better. But, we just use a little common sense and some things, the world would be better. But you understand that God wants us to do his plan according to his word. And the words say that you sow words into your heart. Your heart is the soil that will produce the fruit. What do you want to grow out of your heart? Faith-filled words, right? What pleases God? Faith pleases God, right? But you know, we have to understand that those faith-filled words comes with us with the knowledge of God's word. Because the first thing we do, we see something, you want to say, oh my God, this is going to happen. No, you don't have no idea. God, I praise your mighty name, whatever the situation is. And then I want to plant good seed. Faith fills words into my heart, not fear into my heart. You know, we got to be careful when people start talking about things that are going on in the world. Things are going on here. Things are going on here. And it's so easy to just kind of roll over and say, you know, this world is bad. I mean, there you go. You done started the little trip that you're going to go down. You start doing that, and then before you know it, you'll be saying some more things. Oh, man, I guess I'm going to try to get that money out of that IRA or that 401k. Oh, I don't know. I hear all these people on the news talking about, you know, this is going to happen. It's going to be a recession. It's going to be that. It's going to be... If you're a born-again believer, guess who's on your side? Yeah, Jesus is on our side. And, you know, we put our trust in him and not the financial market. Now, sure, I look at my statement when it comes in every month. I look at it and I have to put it down because this human mind wants to just ramble about what I just saw on that piece of paper. You understand? On your balance sheet. So I have to put it down because I'll start doing those thinking and I'll saying, and it'll be some stuff coming up that I hadn't deleted up here, and if you want to talk bad about whatever causing this to go down. I told them if they had listened to me, this wouldn't have happened. Anybody ever said that? But praise the Lord. But sowing God's word, speaking agreement with God's word. What you mean? Agreeing with what it says. Why? Because God's word is true. Some people say, well, I don't believe all of it. Well, you better grab a hold of all of it. But why? Because that word, let it be sown into your heart, the whole context of God's word in your heart, and it will change you to be thinking like God. Oh, no, it ain't no way I could think like God. Yeah, get in God's word and start listening and getting that into your spirit, and you'll start saying things like God would say, like His word, over the situation that's going on in your life. Praise the Lord. But you know, we have to understand that we need to put God's word first in our heart. Well, I don't know how to do that. Well, perfect example, you're here today and you're hearing the word. That's how faith comes, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's, you got it started. So now you just got to continue. How do I continue? Well, get into God's word in your off time. I call it off time because you're not in the church time. You're in your time to grab a hold of God's word. And I, like I said, I had people tell me this. If you miss something in the service, you go to the website, you listen to it, and you might, oh, I missed that part right there. You get the scriptures, you get everything like that. Thursday night, you go all the messages, you go to the Thursday, and you pick it up. Say, oh, I forgot about that. You see what I'm saying? You're studying God's word. It's not just a once in a lifetime thing. You just come in, hear the word, and you're gone. That's when the devil is trying, he will steal it from you. Immediately, it said, right? But the human spirit will produce anything that is planted in it. The sower sows the word, and the heart is the soul in which that word is sown. So we have to understand, what are we going to plant? What are we planting in our hearts? Or what are we planting into the future? And you know, a lot of it is parents, grandparents, parents, doing that for their children. And you know, husband, wives, doing for their children. Let them know who Jesus is. You know, I mean, we've seen children come in and didn't know who Jesus was. We got a generation that we need to know about Jesus. I don't care how old they are. That's just like, I can remember a pastor saying this. He said, you're trying to wake up the kids. You know, they were sleeping on the thing. He said, don't wake them up. They can still hear it. They can still grab a hold to God's word, even though they're laying on a pew or a chair or whatever. They're still in the church, and they're able to some way grab a hold, because God's not going to let that word fall void. God's going to put that word to use, even in a little small child. And that's what it's all about. For children, for parents. And what makes it so good is husbands and wives bringing their children, and they're working as a team. And what? Guess what the kids see? The kids see that. And they grow up loving Jesus. They grow up knowing about Jesus. This is the way my dad treats my mom like God would treat, or Jesus would treat. And then my mom is treating. You see what I'm saying? It's things that we need to be teaching, that a lot of times, even at grandparents now, we can start teaching the grandkids, helping the parents with that. And, you know, to boost our kids to a higher level. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah.